But I've seen a lot of them try to cure our tobacco. And they'd have farms with tobacco, maybe 10 or 15 acres of tobacco. But they never did cure it out. Might be everyone down this side that would try to make tobacco. When he would go together and put it in the house, he would go through the heat and set the house on fire. Because I know several of them tried it, and after that, they quit it. And when I was in Durham, North Carolina, that's when I seen plenty of it grow. After you pass Florence, South Carolina, now going on up, they planted a back of growth, but how they cure it out, I never had been able to learn, because the people down this side, I never had seen none of them cure it out.
Yeah. If somebody asked you to do something, and you didn't want to, or maybe, let's say you didn't want to, and they say, will you do it? And you would say, no,
I wouldn't tell them like that.
You wouldn't?
No, hear what I would tell them. If they'd ask me to do something and I figured I couldn't, I would tell them, well, if I can get around to it, I'll let you know. And I'd turn them off in a decent way.
Okay.
And that's the way I would do it.
Okay. Now different kinds of animals, different kinds of birds that you see around here.
Well, the most valuable birds what I see around here is the quail and the doves.
Mm-hmm.
These other ones don't make much difference. He ain't too good.
Uh-huh.
But the quail and the dove, and now and then you'll see a woodchuck, but you don't see the woodchuck too fast. And
uh-huh.
You don't get close to him funny.
Uh-huh.
But the quail and the dove, you can kill plenty of them.
Now, woodchuck, that's the kind that drills a hole in the tree?
That's right. And when he making a hole in a tree, he somebody's knocking on a tree.
The things they live in, you call those what? What a bird lives in?
The woodchuck stays in a hole in a tree, but the others, he just sets up on a limb and at night, like a chicken would do if he ain't in a house. But the woodchuck, he mostly drills them a hole in the tree to stay in at night.
Mm-hmm.
But these others, they don't.
If they're gonna lay eggs, they build.
He builds them there.
Kinds of animals that get in the garbage at night often.
A coon will get in the garbage if he, if it's setting out and ain't no dogs around there and his close where he ranges, he'll come and eat the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And a possum will do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a coon, he ain't bad as a possum. A coon, he more or less loves to get what he lies.
Mm-hmm.
You take him. A coon, he loves to catch small fish and eat them.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, but now a possum, he eat garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But a coon, he don't eat too much garbage.